So I think we should move on and talk about one-star reviews.
Oh, one-star review.
So if so you haven't, and the last one was...
Oh, we're going to say the answer.
Yeah. It's a new show.
It's a new show.
Oh, okay.
Big Fatty Online.
BigFatty.com.
I personally believe that you should go listen to BigFattyOnline.com and give it like 10 days before you say, no, you don't like it. No.
Yes.
Oh, the Big Fatty app.
Oh, is right. No.
Is Dear Gussie on there?
Dear Gussie.
My favorite thing now is he goes, Dear Gussie, Dear Gussie, Dear Gussie. Says it 3 times in a row.
Big Fatty Online.
So our last one-star review was from Big Fatty.
And again, we will be the beginning of Big Fatty Show.
Yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You should go listen to BigFattyOnline.com.
Put it over there closer to you so we can talk to your grandson. Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 989 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 15th of November, 2011. Y'all, I got no idea what's coming up.
Yes, Big Freddy, fuck it up.
Hello, Pickles.
What the hell does pickles mean?
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, busy day in the coal mine. Busy day in the coal mine. And y'all, old Veda, he has gone on the vacay. He has gone until after the gobble gobble turkey day.
Big Fatty, you're retarded.
And y'all, Larry Cly, he's going out of town on Thursday morning through the turkey day. And that's just going to leave old Big Fatty and I'll just be sitting in the corner just shivering.
Big Fatty, why are you shivering? You're so damn fat.
Anyway, y'all, I got to go over here for a second. Because I got, y'all, by the way, there were lots of coupons in the newspaper on Sunday, y'all, I got to tell you. And y'all, I was a clipping queen, y'all, the clipping queen, the coupon clipping queen. Oh, y'all, that is a garden salad with some feta cheese and a Greek dressing. And y'all, right now, I've got some Greek potatoes in the oven cooking. But y'all, I went through. Y'all, they're trying to get you ready for the holidays with the coupons. And y'all, I couldn't help myself. Y'all, there's a couple of different Ziploc coupons and some coupon for some Triscuits. Y'all, you can't make those bacon-wrapped Triscuits without Triscuits. Y'all, do you ever get the Archway cookies? You know, Big Fatty loves the bells and stars of those. The Sister Schubert biscuits. Y'all, you know, sometimes they have those emerald nuts, the buy one, get one, at the Vons East. And y'all, this was $1.50 off if you bought two. Y'all, they got the little cocktail weenies, Big Fatty. The Chex mix, y'all, it does not, I don't believe it's good for wheat Chex. Oh, it is good for wheat Chex, but I won't be buying those because remember, I don't eat the wheat Chex. And y'all, the Bisquick, because you got to have the Bisquick to make the sausage balls. All right, I'm going to put the coupons back over here. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you for the coupon report. Y'all, I got a card in the mail today. And y'all, it is from the Zazzle. And y'all, it says, Big Freddy, thank you for being one of our best customers. Please accept this gift of appreciation. Y'all, I've never bought a damn thing from the Zazzle. So if I'm one of their best customers, they're going under, y'all. They are going under. That's all I got to say. But y'all, I am happy. I am happy to share my coupon code with all of you. In fact, I'll give you just a moment to go get your pencil. Big Fatty, you are just in a given mood. Now, y'all, I don't know if you order from the Zazzle or not, but y'all, this is a $10 coupon. Y'all, that's why I'm going to share it with you on orders of $30 or more. So, y'all, if you spend $30, you get $10 back. That's a third. That is a third. And, y'all, all you have to do is... when you're checking out, it'll ask you for a promo code. And y'all, the code is, and this is all one word, y'all. It doesn't make any damn sense, but it's all one word. ZCATALOGSALE. Y'all, I knew there'd be a damn kitty cat in there somewhere. So that's Z Catalog Sale. So, Z Catalog Sale. And y'all, if you order something, you can get $30, you get $10 off. So, y'all, get to ordering. Get your crema going. Yes, Big Freddy, we do need to do that. Now, y'all, I've gotten a couple of e-letters here that I want to read to you. First of all, y'all, on yesterday's show, you know that Daniel, Biba, by the way, I understand he's taking a paternity test or something. I didn't know that Daniel Biba had fathered a child, but evidently he has. But he had posted saying the hateful and anonymous discussion primarily revolved around people who comment on the intertube news stories, and y'all, he was not saying that Big Fatty was hateful, but y'all, you know damn good and well he was, but but y'all, after all that, y'all, he did write back and say that, y'all, my poor grandson, who had trouble hearing the beginning of today's show, y'all, he evidently made, you know, I mentioned he made that pumpkin pie, and y'all, it's evidently because his family, you know, they keep him locked in a small room under the stairs. I don't know if you knew that or not, but anyway, y'all, they did not provide a pumpkin pie for his birthday, and y'all, almost a week ago was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, he could not find a pumpkin pie at the Vons North. Y'all, I can't understand that. Well, even if he did, maybe the Vons North has the no vulgarity section, and that's where he was looking. But anyway, so he had to make his own pumpkin pie. Poor thing, Big Potter. Y'all, I got something. From Paul the Kitten Whisperer, and y'all, he sent me a picture. And y'all, the picture is, he says, this is how a bacon cheeseburger is made. I know it's true, so don't bother checking Snopes. Y'all, I don't have any idea what Snopes is. It sounds like somebody picking the nose or something like that. He's just Snopey. But y'all, in the picture, there's a cow. There's a cow laying down on the ground. And y'all, there's a pig fucking it. Big Freddy, please, 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 y'all. Speaking of pig fucking, let's do this. Yes, Big Freddy.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Dear Gussie. Speaking of Dear Gussie. Y'all, that was the kids from the Foul Monkeys at the beginning of today's show. And y'all, I'll get back to them in just a minute. Because Sunday evening, as I had mentioned to you, my out of town gentleman caller decided, Big Friday, I want to come by and see how the sling swings. And so y'all, he came on by and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And we had a lovely time, and the sling swung lovely. And he asked me if I was interested in performing a puppet show with him, and Big Friday, and I said yes. But I said, we're not going to do that today. We're going to wait until your next visit. So you make sure you come see your mama. He says, all right, Big Friday, we'll do it next time. And so, y'all, but I asked him when he was getting ready to leave. Y'all, he's here a long time. When he was getting ready to leave, I asked him, I said, now, where do you live? He goes, Los Angeles. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. He probably knows the Vons. No, probably not. it's just hot. Just one of those hot little, California men. And, you know, I say boys, but it's men, y'all. I ain't interested in the boys or the under 25s per se. You know, just I'd rather have some maturity there. And, you know, just. But he was chitter-chatting with Big Fatty on Monday morning. Y'all, he was chitter-chatting with me while I was at the dermatologist. I'll give you the Big Fatty's goddamn cancer report. And went back, and y'all, sure enough, you know, I had mentioned that they had put stitches underneath where they had done the flap and put the outer stitches, but there were stitches inside also. And y'all, sure enough, they were supposed to break down and disintegrate. But y'all, the doctor says in some people, your body just will not break them down, but it's trying to reject them, and it just pushes them out. And y'all, that's indeed what had been happening. And so she went in and pulled a couple of them out. You know, she put a little numbing on there. And so I didn't feel a thing. And she says there may be one or two more up underneath there. But, you know, don't worry about it. And, you know, they'll eventually come out. Or if you can just come in and we'll take them out for you if you're so inclined. So, y'all, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do that. But, y'all, now I have to start massaging my nose. Big Fatty, please. I have to start massaging my nose with it's nothing special about it. It's just some hand cream. And y'all, I just have to do it for about 5 minutes a day, just doing some massaging of my nose massage. Big Fatty, please. But I'll be doing some nose massaging. And I have to do that, until grandma. So y'all, before the time gets away from me, I think we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew on a Tuesday. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal today, y'all. We, first of all, we have that one and only Mr. Pat Geick from the Don't Quit Your Paying Job. Y'all, he's, you know, he sings that, what is that? That he sings some kind of song, over there at the old Walnut Hole. Walnut Hill's little show. But he sings that, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't get played and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, but y'all, our other exiting of the birth canal today goes to the pickle maker herself, y'all. It is none other than the Ginger Bear's roommate, y'all. It is that Lauren's birthday up there in the Chicago's, y'all. And y'all, she's evidently spent all day on Monday making pickles. And y'all, I don't know that you know, if Big Fatty said he spent all day making pickles, y'all, you would be going, Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. We don't need to hear about you making pickles. But evidently, the whole crew over there, the Foul Monkeys and Miss Lauren, y'all, they went out drinking over the weekend, and y'all, evidently, in honor of Miss Lauren's exiting of the birth canal, y'all. The Ginger Bear went and got a massage, y'all. It just makes me want to spit up in my mouth to think of somebody placing their hands upon the Ginger Bear and a Big Freddy, please, we are having Cheerios.
Happy birthday.
Gussie, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, what did I drop? Big Freddy, what did you drop? Y'all, I am way behind on the Bayfriend calendar. Y'all, I'm more than a week behind, so we're going to try to catch up on a few of these today. Y'all, Jim Gaffigan said, you can't tell me the success of Kevin Bacon isn't somehow tied to his name. You're not going out to see a Kevin Hot Dog movie. Who's in this movie? Kevin Bacon. Sounds good to me. Y'all, for last Thursday, prosciutto is an Italian ham often sold in very thin slices. I don't know what that has to do with bacon, but anyway. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, from Superman, Lois and Clark, the new Adventures of Superman. Superman said, Lois, when I said I liked my bacon crisp, I didn't mean, and y'all, it says in parentheses now, bacon has caught fire, which Superman puts out with his hand. Okay. Y'all, for last weekend, bacon contains vitamins, iron, zinc, copper, and selenium. Y'all, I believe that's in house paint as well. Big honey, it's not in house paint. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday, and I'll be back tomorrow to help
you. You should go listen to BigFattyOnline.com.
We'll be making bacon tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.